In today's news, it suggested that the number of patients who are developing diabetes may have started to plateau, and in some populations has plateaued. The inference there, at least in the news, was that this was a consequence of better control of weight, and that the obesity epidemic that is important in the development of type 2 diabetes may be starting to dissipate, at least in some populations. Where's obesity research, where's obesity care going now?
Yeah, 2015 was a banner year in obesity. For the first time, we actually have multiple drugs that are approved by the FDA for the long-term management of overweight and obesity. That was not true until just this last year. We have had advances in bariatric surgery. We understand now that it's not a one-size-fits-all approach to weight management from a lifestyle perspective. It used to be that the American Heart Association had a diet, and the American Diabetes Association had a diet, and that the process was one of having a doctor or dietitian say, this should be your diet. We understand that that doesn't work, and that what you have to do is develop a tailored approach. You have to have the patient engaged to help understand what they're willing to do, what they're able to do. We understand the role of family, friends, employers, et cetera, in the process. So I think the obesity epidemic has started to peak mostly because of the advances in our understanding of what it takes to help people lose weight or not gain weight. And I think that the future in obesity likewise is very bright, that as we understand these processes better, as we know how to apply these drugs more effectively, we will get on top of obesity. That's very much an emerging area of clinical medicine. The other interesting thing that happened in 2015 is for the first time, obesity was declared a disease. You know, before then, it was like a social problem. It was a matter of will and slothfulness and, a lot of sort of negative connotations about people with obesity. Now it's recognized as a disease. We have treatments. We understand the lifestyle therapy much better. And, the big advances are going to be coming from societal change, pressure on the food industry not to provide 2,000 calories to people as a meal when you go to a restaurant or a fast food establishment, making it easier for people to walk in their neighborhood or ride a bicycle to work. Those kinds of things will take years to come. But now we understand it is a major threat to the solvency and productivity of the United States, this obesity epidemic.
So what's the role then of bariatric surgery, gastric sleeves, or other sorts of things that would surgically alter one's ability to take in a large amount of food?
Yeah, so that's an area of some controversy. There are people who are desperate to have bariatric surgery, and, frankly, their insurance companies resist them on it. There are people who desperately need bariatric surgery who are fearful of either the side effects of the procedure or the fact that eating is a big part of their lives, and they just can't imagine going through the rest of their life without having the 12-ounce ribeye or the Thanksgiving feast. So it's a very complicated issue that needs very open discussion between patients and their providers to determine whether the procedure is right for them and whether they're right for the procedure. But applied with expertise, it's remarkably effective. So people lose 50 to 75% of their excess body weight. They go from being very heavy to being generally, at worst, modestly overweight. And they have a reversal of the metabolic consequences, the diabetes, in more than 50% of cases.